So, folks, this is no surprise, but the Republican Party has basically gone off the rails. And I know I've been saying that quite a bit here recently, but I was watching Morning Joe this morning, and watching Joe Scarborough just basically become unglued at what's going on right now with the Republican Party, and specifically the fact that they don't want to hold Donald Trump accountable right now. It's an amazing thing. Obviously, a Republican, Joe Scarborough, you're seeing this trend with a lot of other Republicans, you know, the sane Republicans. But folks, I just want to kick this off with here's Lion Ted Cruz on Hannity the other night. Have a listen to what he had to say.
After hearing an impassioned plea for unity is to charge down the road of a partisan, divisive, angry impeachment trial. And this is not driven by the needs of the country. This is not driven by trying to help out the people who are hurting back home. This is driven really by the partisan rage and the partisan anger the Democrats feel. They hate Donald J. Trump, and they're engaging in an act that I think is petty. I think it is retribution. I think it is vindictive. And I think it's a waste of time. And so to coin a phrase, I think it's time to move on. It's time to move on and focus on helping people get back.
So in that clip, you hear that he's trying to make the point that the impeachment trial wastes time. You know, and it's just ludicrous because these are the same people, folks, that voted 60 times in a row to kill Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. 60 times in a row. Now, you talk about a waste of time. That was a monumental waste of time. And we're talking about something that's helped millions of Americans and probably saved thousands of lives, Obamacare, with the expansion of Medicaid and what it's done. But yet, that was not a waste of time, right? Voting 60 times in a row to try to kill it. And then he goes on to say that the impeachment trial is just hateful and vindictive. And he, you know, the thing about Ted Cruz that kind of bugs me all the time is he sounds like this you know, like a wayward preacher or something, the way he talks. You know, they want to be hateful and vindictive. You know, and he's just got that tone, and he's anything but godly or religious in my book. But folks, let me get this straight here. So what he said about the hatefulness and vindictiveness. So, Ted Cruz, your best defense for not doing anything to hold Donald Trump accountable is the fact that we're hateful and vindictive. I mean, is this as good as it gets, really? I mean, you're a lawyer, Ted. So what he did to incite the riots, your best defense is that we're hateful and vindictive? I mean, that's a defense, really? That's the best you can do, Ted? So, folks, this is a Republican Party that will sit there until they're blue in the face. They'll argue election fraud. Right? And then they'll use lies to prove it. They'll sit there and tell you that the whole election was fraudulent, and then they'll back it up with a bunch of lies. This is a party that will elect Marjorie Taylor Greene, a QAnon queen who liked a Facebook post for calling for somebody that called putting a bullet in Nancy Pelosi's head. She clicked like on that post. This is a QAnon queen, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who thinks the Parkland, Florida school shooting was staged. And folks, that shooting killed 14 kids. She thinks it was staged. QAnon queens. I mean, the current trajectory here of the Republican Party is not sustainable, folks. You cannot govern the Republican Party from a platform of insanity. I mean, like I said, I've said this before, Mitch McConnell and Liz Cheney, I think, get that. You can't govern from a platform of insanity. As long as this Republican Party remains the party of Trump, it's going, you know, extreme right. And that's how you get things like the Lincoln Project. That's where that came from. That shift in the Republican Party to the extreme right gave birth to the Lincoln Project. Which caused them, it's causing them a lot of consternation, you know, in the Republican Party. They're basically people in the Lincoln Project, they're Republicans who just can't take it anymore. They're fed up. They're up to here. They can't take it. It's a party so far right and extreme that they just couldn't bear it. any longer. I mean, it's ludicrous. Much of the crazy in the Republican Party is coming from the top, from people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley. And then you've also got the crazy QAnon queens like Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. So it's coming from the top down, the crazy, but not all of it. It's not all coming from the top, folks. Here's a clip. I just want to sneak this in. This is Pastor Greg Locke to illustrate the bottom-up approach to crazy that's going on in the Republican Party. Have a listen to this.
There ain't one place in the whole Bible that God ever even remotely encourages me to accept something that we know is demonic and false. Joe Biden is not the president of the United States of America as far as Greg Locke is concerned. He's a liar. He's an imposter. He's a false prophet. He's an illegitimate president that did not win. And
I don't know what to say about that. I mean, here's the guy that thinks he's giving his people what he thinks they want to hear. That's all it is. I mean, he's just pandering to the mob, you know, with that sermon. I mean, he's effectively selling crazy from the bottom up. You know, he's giving them what they want to hear. Maybe it puts more money in the collection plate. I don't know. But he's enabling the extreme attitudes that elected Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, the QAnon queens. He's enabling this from the ground up. It's been infiltrated, this Republican Party. It's been infiltrated by crazy folks. It's coming from the top down. It's coming from the bottom up. And it's also coming from the media. So it's coming from inside as well. Here's Tucker Carlson promoting that there should be no laws. Essentially, he's saying that there should be no laws against domestic terrorism, which, as it turns out, is exactly what we need right now, right? We have no laws on the books for domestic terrorism, no laws dealing with domestic terrorism whatsoever, which is why the Capitol rioters, if you notice, are being charged with things like trespassing on federal property and some of this stuff, because we have no domestic terrorism laws. But have a listen to Tucker Carlson last night and what he said.
Vote the wrong way and you are a jihadi. You thought you're an American citizen with rights and just a different view, but no, you're a jihadi. And we're going to treat you the way we treated those radicals after 9/11, the way we treated bin Laden. Get in line, pal. This is a war on terror. Keep in mind, as you listen to people talk like this, and Adam Schiff is far from the only one, keep in mind, they're talking about American citizens here. They're talking about you. But nobody seems to notice or care.
I just love the way he says it. So vote the wrong way, folks, and you could be in trouble. He makes it seem like having domestic terrorism laws are a denial of a basic human right by saying they're talking about you. Well, we're not really talking about you unless you're doing things like domestic terrorists are doing, like storming the Capitol and trying to take over the Capitol building and killing people in the process. It's just another example of Republicans being infiltrated, not just from the top down and the bottom up, but from the inside. I mean, it's no wonder Republicans are off the rails. You've got the QAnon queens that are sitting in Congress right now. You've got rabid evangelicals, not all of them, but you got enough to make a difference down at the church level. And then you got crazy Tucker in the middle. I mean, all pushing crazy. So is it any surprise that they don't want to hold Donald Trump accountable? I mean, is it any surprise?